Hi there. The word for today is 7 seconds. James 3 verse 13 we read, "Who is wise among you? Let him show it by wisdom." In the first 7 seconds, people often decide that they do or don't want to hear what you have to say. That may not be fair, but it's a fact. In her book, How to Talk So People Listen, communication expert Sonia Hamlin says, when it comes to hearing and seeing, sight is more important and a more powerful sense. She writes, and I quote, "We remember 85 to 90% of what we see, but less than 15% of what we hear." Countless numbers of people have lost sales opportunities, ruined job interviews, or been turned down for dates because their appearance didn't match someone else's expectations. So if you're wise, you'll ask your family and friends if you're inclined to display non-verbal clues that capture their attention and take the focus off what it is you're actually trying to communicate. One pastor said, "I never realized how many non-verbal mistakes I was making until I saw myself on video. Now it's my regular practice to go back and watch myself to determine not only what I said, but also how I said it. The tape doesn't lie." Great actors can tell a story without saying a word, simply by using facial expressions. And whether you are aware of it or not, you convey a message by the expression on your face. Even people who pride themselves on playing with a poker face and on their ability to not let other people know what they're really thinking still convey an unspoken message of detachment, and it hurts them. And that makes meaningful communication with people well nigh impossible. So, if your face is going to talk, and obviously it is, make sure you're communicating the right thing. And that's the word for you today.